under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my feet of God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into Tuesday, June 18th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. If you'd like to get a comment into the show, please be relevant on topic to the conversation. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it. Got a great one lined up for you today. Lots of things happening in Lansing as the legislators are back in session today. They are working on the budget. They're working on other things. We have a lot of stories pulled up for you today. Lots of great information. We're going to have a few interviews, good conversation with some good folks. And we're going to look at flipping the house. MERS News Service at the end of yesterday afternoon came out with a news story that says there are 10 House districts most likely to flip. 10. Now you have to understand, in Lansing right now, 56 Democrats to 54 Republicans. They have a two-seat majority. The Democrats do. Why is this critically important to flip the House in Lansing? Presidential year, big turnout, lots of voters. People are fed up with Biden, fed up with Whitmer, fed up with the left agenda. I'm out knocking on doors, putting up Vicky's campaign signs just here in Antrim County. Not one person, random door. I've talked to a few Democrats. If they live on a main road in Antrim County, that's my job to put the signs out on the main roads. We've got volunteers knocking doors, going into subdivisions, but my job is main roads. Even a few of the Democrats that I've talked to saw my hat, Trump, keep America great. They said they're voting for Trump or they're not voting at all for president. They cannot support Biden. Biden's in trouble. Question's going to be, are they going to be stupid enough to keep him as their nominee when they go to their national convention? Technically, per the rules, he won all the primaries, including the state of Michigan. Those delegates on the first round of balloting are obligated to cast their vote at the national convention that the Democrats hold. Same rules as the Republicans. On the first round of balloting, you must vote for the person who won your state. Now, here's the question. Are they going to do it? Or perhaps will there be a situation where maybe Biden himself withdraws his name from the nomination at the beginning of their convention? I don't think his ego and Dr. Joe Biden will allow him to do it, but it is a possibility. Biden's going to lose big time, and they know it. And how's that going to affect all the down ballot races, U.S. Senate, Congress, State House, county commissioner races? If you're a Democrat, you could lose everything this year. Well, we're going to get into it. Bottom of the hour after the news break. Next segment, Roger Marsh is on from Onaway Outfitters. He wants to talk about an event coming up that he's involved in. We'll take a short break. We'll be right back. Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com. Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number one on this Tuesday. I'm going to add Roger Marsh into the show right now. I had a little technical difficulty during the break, but we'll get through it. Again, love technology when it works and absolutely hate it when it doesn't. But here we go. We'll get him into the show. He should be answering his Onaway Outfitters and get him to the show right now. See how he's doing this morning. Lots of events happening in northern Michigan. One of them is coming up here soon that Roger wants to talk about.
Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, sir. You've got an event that is coming up that you wanted to talk about this morning.
Yes, sir. We have got the 5th annual Freedom Ride going 4th of July. And if I can take a couple of minutes and give you a little history on it.
Sure.
Okay, we'll go all the way back to 2020 during the whole scamdemic when everything was in lockdown and people were not allowed to visit grandma in the nursing home or were being told that we're not supposed to gather more than two or three people in a household. You know, all these draconian mandates that were being brought about.
Sure.
And where it come to head was 4th of July, when it was decided that there were to be no 4th of July celebrations. And even the Ottawa city government at that time postponed the Ottawa parade. Now, that's a big time here in Ottawa. It's always been a just a massive get-together here.
Roger, to correct me, I want to make sure I got this right. Hasn't the Ottawa 4th of July parade always been on 4th of July?
It has always been on 4th of July, correct.
Okay, and when she shut it down, when she shut down all of our 4th of Julys, you're saying Ottawa and Presque County, Michigan, acquiesced and shut it down? They agreed to do that?
Correct.
Well, my question is why?
I was not on city council at that time, so I'm not privy to all the behind the scenes. So I really can't answer for that.
So you get a pass because you're, as a city councilman now, I'm sure you would not support shutting down 4th of July parades in Ottawa, Michigan.
Absolutely correct. I would not support that at all.
Okay, so now this 4th of July is actually 2 weeks from this Thursday, and you guys, they're going to have the parade, but you also, in addition, you've put together some bikers, and you guys are going to do a freedom ride, you're calling it.
Right. Well, we did that back in 2020, because what happened was when people were told there was going to be no 4th of July events at all, obviously there was a lot of people upset. So two local bikers, they got together. They had less than 2 weeks to plan. And they said, no, this isn't happening. And if the city's not going to have a parade, we're going to have a parade of our own. So with less than 2 weeks to go, they put the word out hither and dale. And we were actually, I believe the final count was either 88 or 89 bikes that showed up.
Whoa.
And, yes. And we made a procession through town. And Randy, I'm going to tell you, this was absolutely amazing. When we came through town, there were over 3,000 people lining the streets to watch us go through.
Mm.
Now, no social distancing, not a mask to be seen. It was absolutely amazing. We made a pass through town. We turned around just outside the city limits. We came back. We parked our bikes around City Hall. We got off. We all sang the Star Spangled Banner. One of the co-founders of the ride, he led us in prayer, and then we got on our bikes and we left, and everything was very peaceful. It was extremely patriotic. I mean, for days afterwards, people were just amazed. We constantly heard comments about this was one of the most patriotic parades we'd seen in this town in quite some time. Now, amazing thing is the city had found out about it, and had gotten a hold of the sheriff, Sheriff Brubaker.
Sure.
And wanted him to put a halt to it. And the sheriff said, no, I don't think so. First off, they have the right to drive down the road. They're not blocking off any streets, so we didn't need a parade permit or anything of that nature.
Right.
We've got the right to assemble. He said, I will be there. He said, I will lead it. He said, but I'm going to be there and make sure that everything is done safely.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to interfere with their constitutional rights. And one of the amazing things is a lot of people are not aware of this, but as you can imagine, somebody made a complaint to Lansing, and about a week or so after the event, Sheriff Brubaker gets a call from Dana Nessel's office, and they are demanding names. And the sheriff pretty much just said, no, that's not happening.
No, sorry, Dana, you didn't go pound sand. Not happening in my Presque Isle County.
Correct.
I know Joe personally. You need to talk it like the brother talks it. And I'm sure he may even had some other kind words for Ms. Nessel. I got a text message. Cliff Tolini, our beef farmer, Montana Angus, Black Angus beef there in Onaway, said, Randy, you got to understand, back in 2020, the city council were all Marxist libs led by Chuck Abshagen. And he's no longer there. Yep. And Roger and other patriots have taken over. And he's John Palmer, Onaway School Board member, texting into the show, says, Randy, it was the mayor's decision at the time. So I don't even know if the city council even had a chance to vote on it.
That, again, I wasn't on council at the time, so I can't speak for things I don't know.
Sure.
All I do know is that it was decreed, no, 4th of July has been canceled.
Excellent. Now, let me ask you this. Now that we have a new mayor and a new situation happening in Onaway, they have announced that they are going to do the 4th of July parade as scheduled as normal for this year?
Oh, yes.
Now,
in 21, we've had the parade every year since then, but it was just 2020 during the lockdowns.
During the lockdowns. Okay. Now, have you guys contacted the parade folks? And are you going to make your Freedom Ride part of the parade this year?
No, this is something totally separate. In fact, we're starting to see the city's parade starts at noon. We are actually going to be kickstands up at 10:30. We are forming up, as has always been the case for the last 5 years. We're forming up just outside of Moran Ironworks on 3368 there.
Yep.
By the giant George Washington head.
Okay.
And that's where our starting point is.
Okay, so you guys are coming in from the west.
Correct.
Okay, and how far out east do you go?
We're going to go as far as the old Presque Isle Electric building.
Oh yeah.
That's where we will turn around. We will make our second pass through town. It's always been that way. We make the one pass, we turn around, we come back.
Yep.
And then this year, Brubaker's Housing, when you first come into town, you see that giant flagpole.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's where we're going to be meeting up, talking with Sam Brubaker, and he is going to make sure that a lot of their inventory is moved off to a side, so we've got a clearing. And we're going to pull into Brubaker's. That's where we're going to stop. We're all going to gather around that large flagpole. Traditionally, like we have for the 4 years previous, we're going to sing the Star Spangled Banner. I'm going to give a prayer. Sheriff Brubaker has already graciously volunteered to say a few words. We're just going to let the people know the history of the Freedom Ride, why we're there. You know, just like on 4th of July, 1776, people stood up to tyranny and said, we've had enough. And the same thing happened 4th of July, 2020. People got together and said, no, we're not going to be locked down.
Yep, absolutely.
So
well, one thing, Roger, that is very interesting of all this, the paradigm shift I see happening in Onaway. You getting elected to be city council, Cliff Tolini on the county commissions, new school board members are coming. The community is standing up and saying enough is enough. We're not tolerating this wokeism. We're not tolerating this agenda. And it really, if you want to look at this historically, Roger, it all started with that first Freedom Ride back in 2020.
I think a lot of it had to do with that, absolutely. Like I said, when we came into town and we saw literally thousands of people lining the streets to cheer us on, I mean, that was, for me, that was such a shot in the arm. The sense of pride and the community coming out and standing with us and just saying, yeah, enough is enough. Like I said, there was no social distancing. There was no mask to be seen. You know, the people were just there to celebrate being proud, unapologetic Americans.
Mm-hmm. Well, things have definitely changed since you got on the city council And I know a lot of changes are happening over there in Onaway. And I want to thank you guys, first of all, for organizing that first Freedom Ride back in 2020, continuing to do it every year. But again, folks, just to be clear, this is before the main parade that the city is permitting and allowing to go on. Again, Roger, that starts at noon. You guys are going to start rolling at 10:30.
Correct. Yep. Okay. And this is something totally separate. This is not city-sanctioned at all. This is just a group of bikers who are getting together and just riding for freedom, as the name implies. The original founders of the Freedom Ride, because of health issues, because of family issues and things like that, it was going to die, I'm afraid. But last year I got permission to take over the ride. So
excellent.
I'm actually in charge this year and last year. And as long as I can stand upright, I'm going to keep doing this. Like I said, it was a pivotal point in history, I really think, you know, where we just stood up as Americans and said, no, these draconian lockdowns, all these arbitrary things. I mean, my gosh, Randy, you could go to a casino, you could go to a strip club, but don't go to church.
You know, right.
Come on.
Yeah.
You can't go to Walmart or Home Depot and buy gardening supplies. I mean, just such ridiculous things like that.
Yep, absolutely.
It only takes one or two people to stand up and say, that's it, we're not putting up with it anymore. And you'll discover how many more people are like-minded, but they just need someone to stand up and take the reins, as it were.
Yeah. Roger, I did want to ask you, because I haven't had you on the show in a while, are you still holding church on Sunday nights?
Yes, sir, sure are.
Tell the people about that real quick. We got about a minute and a half.
Okay, well, Road to Damascus Church, as I always say, we don't have a permanent building to call our own yet, but we've been blessed by the American Legion to use the Legion Post every Sunday at 6 p.m. We are a full gospel church. We've been doing real well as of late. Sherry has been blessing us. In fact, I told her that I'm going to make her my choir director.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
Yes. Good job. Good job. So when is it exactly, and what's the address for people to go 6 p.m. on Sunday nights?
Okay, it's the American Legion Post. I don't have the actual physical address off the top of my head, but it's real simple to get to.
Okay.
It's 6/10 of a mile east of the Onaway city limits on M68, and it's on the south side of the street.
Very good.
Again, it's 6 p.m. every Sunday evening.
And people should bring their Bibles.
Oh, absolutely. I highly encourage that.
Very good. All right,
as
sir.
I always tell people, don't take my word for it. Look it up yourself.
Look it up yourself. Amen. Well, I'm going to be in a 4th of July parade over here for Vicki in Antrim County. Well, I would be there on my motorcycle to support you guys. If you guys have a bike, if you want more information, just text me Onaway, and I'll text you back Roger's number. You can give him a call. Roger, we appreciate you coming on the show.
I appreciate you having me, Randy. Thank you very much.
Have a blessed day.
And you, sir. God bless.
God bless. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.